This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's first criminal trial began on Monday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from New York.
Jury selection hadn't even begun in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial when prosecutors asked the judge to fine him $3,000 over social media posts they say violate a gag order. Trump called witnesses Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels two sleazebags. Trump's lawyers say he was responding to their public statements and the posts don't violate the gag order. Trump has pled not guilty to charges of falsifying business records as part of an alleged effort to keep stories about his sex life from emerging during his 2016 campaign. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden met with Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani on Monday at the White House as tensions soar in the Middle East and between Iran and Israel after Tehran's weekend strikes.
The United States is committed to Israel's security. We're committed to a ceasefire that will bring the hostages home.
Sudani called for restraint as he leads a delegation that's meeting with officials across Washington, including President Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. The Israeli military on Monday renewed warnings for Palestinians not to return to northern Gaza. A day earlier, witnesses and medical officials said Israeli troops opened fire and killed five people among throngs of displaced residents trying to walk back to their homes in the devastated area. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were driven out of the north by Israel's offensive soon after U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas's October 7th attack on southern Israel. This is